This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, says the music of Tchaikovsky often lends itself to overindulgent performances by sentimental conductors. But Lloyd has found a new compact disc reissue of Tchaikovsky's 4th, 5th, and 6th symphonies by the Russian conductor Yevgeny Mravinsky. Lloyd says this recording sticks to the more restrained and elegant scores that Tchaikovsky wrote and sounds better for it.
The first classical music I ever loved was Tchaikovsky. The unforgettable tunes, the grand sweep, and probably even the romantic melancholy were just what I thought music should be. Then I learned better. Tchaikovsky was sentimental, melodramatic, definitely not sophisticated or for sophisticated tastes. Mozart was the greatest genius, Bach the most magnificent and spiritual. Beethoven, especially the late string quartets, music at its most exalted and profound. Some moderns were also okay, Stravinsky and the Viennese school, even Mahler and Debussy, as long as you liked them for the right reasons. That was the beginning of my musical education. But after years of being embarrassed by my earlier tastes, I started listening to Tchaikovsky again. After all, even Stravinsky loved Tchaikovsky and actually wrote a ballet, The Fairy's Kiss, using Tchaikovsky themes. I was also learning to distinguish good performances from bad. A friend played me Toscanini's recording of the Romeo and Juliet overture, which I was ashamed to admit had once been my favorite piece of music. But suddenly it wasn't just the saccharine theme song for 100 soupy movies, but a dazzling, elegantly fleet, and extraordinarily moving new score. A revelation. The same thing happened again with Tchaikovsky's last three symphonies when I heard about, and then heard, the famous 1960 Yevgeny Mravinsky recordings with the Leningrad Philharmonic. I could hear in the music not Tchaikovsky's heart's blood dripping down his sleeve, but the dark courage and toughness of the Russian character. No wallowing in self-pity, but backbone, a tensile mixture of power and suppleness. Deutsche Grammophon has just issued them on CDs, and they hold up brilliantly. Listen to some of the elegant Andante Cantabile from the Fourth Symphony.
Thank you.
Mravinsky gets some eloquent playing out of the Leningrad Philharmonic in these Tchaikovsky symphonies, actually a lot closer to Toscanini's nobility and refinement than to the usual pseudo-Slavic excesses and distortions. The cantabile or canzone movements really sing, passionately yet with a rare tenderness. Even the grand climaxes have an elasticity of inflection that sounds more like someone speaking than someone making a speech. Like Toscanini in his recording of the Pathetique, Mravinsky gives the march a ferocious yet lilting concision, and the slow finale, marked Adagio Lamentoso, a philosophical weight. Mravinsky injects all the loneliness and melancholy with a certain stoic reticence, almost like Sibelius, but warmer, more open-hearted. The music may be autobiographical, but it's not merely autobiography. Tchaikovsky's lament is for all of us. In his commitment to conducting the scores as written, Mravinsky, like Toscanini, restores to Tchaikovsky his dignity as a composer.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed the new Deutsche Grammophon reissue of Tchaikovsky's 4th, 5th, and 6th symphonies with conductor Yevgeny Mravinsky.